It's the 34th season of the Chautauqua Theater Company. They have a new artistic director, Andrew Borba. They're going to kick off their new season, their 34th season, with Noises Off by Michael Frayn. And that'll be directed by Andrew Borba. It stars a number of players, including John Seidman, who joins us on the telephone. Hey, John. Throughout the summer, the Chautauqua Theater Company is going to be putting on Detroit 67, Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet. They have new play workshops. Three new plays, Dan Cody's Yacht, Birthday Candles, and Building the Wall. But kicking off, Noises Off, it's a comedy about being in the theater.
Being in the theater with all of its attractions and terrors, but all in the service, the play is all in the service of comedy. It's probably the most screamingly, helplessly funny play that story that I can think of, that I've ever been involved in. Really, it aims to entertain you and to make you laugh and send you out of the theater kind of exhausted, kind of spent, but spent by hilarity.
Can you explain the title, Noises Off? Where does that come from?
Well, it's a theatrical expression. I think that it refers to, I mean, literally the sounds coming from off stage. They're employed dramatically in some plays, you know, to sort of indicate that there's action going on in the next room or down the corridor or something's coming. And it's just the words used to indicate the presence of something happening off stage.
So if they were a crowd scene, let's say outside the window, we would hear noises, but they'd be off stage, hence the phrase,
right.
Noises off.
Yeah, they seem to have chose the aptest words to describe it. It applies to this play because things happen, literally, things happen on stage and off stage, and we see both. It's very cleverly designed and very cleverly executed. Things are happening in both places at once.
What's the plot, such as it is?
It's a group of British actors who are getting together to rehearse and put on a play that's intended to tour the provinces for a while, then come into London, it is hoped, for a successful run there. But it's not a terribly good play. You find that out fairly quickly. But it's sort of based on a style of British stage comedies from the 50s and 60s and 70s that were sort of sex farces, I guess. But about very ordinary people trying to misbehave and doing very badly at it. There are a number of these plays that were written during those decades that were extremely successful. They didn't get a lot of high marks critically, but audiences just adored them. Plays by a man named Ray Cooney, I think he was the most successful practitioner of the style, with titles like No Sex, Please, We're British, and Run for Your Wife. The titles pretty much indicated what you were in for with plays like that. But it's just about, you know, very very ordinary people getting caught up in sort of extraordinary circumstances.
So is it a little bit like a play within a play? We'll see the actors rehearse or perform this sex farce.
Well, you'll see it being rehearsed, and then you'll see it in some form or other being performed. But it's all about the relationship. Of relationships among the actors in the piece and the director and the stage managers as well, as their relationships develop and then proceed to fall apart.
I love it.
And as the relationships fall apart, the performance of the play that they're doing sort of falls apart as well. And it's the comedy of that breakdown that really is the centerpiece of the play.
Now there are, I believe, 9 characters on stage, including yourself. What's your role in Noises Off?
Well, I play a character who's identified only as the burglar, and he's sort of a stereotype of among many stereotypes who inhabit these plays. There are the young romantic leads. There are the older plot drivers. There are the people who are trying to misbehave with each other and who are thwarted, and then there are the other characters who are the agents of thwarting. And I'm one of those.
An agent of thwarting.
Yes. I'm a thwarter.
You can put that on your resume.
Yes, special skill.
We're speaking with one of the actors visiting Chautauqua this summer, the Chautauqua Institution. The Chautauqua Theater Company is launching their 34th season. Their first play is Noises Off, directed by their new artistic director, Andrew Borba. And it stars, among others, John Seidman. John, where do you come from? Where are you the rest of the year? You know, what's your day job? And tell us a little about yourself.
Well, I'm pleased to be able to say that this is my day job, but I'm from Miami originally, born and raised there, went to New York to go to college, and stayed and found myself an actor, and that's where I continue to live, in New York, because I work in the theater mainly, and that's where the work either gets done or at least gets put together to be done elsewhere, so that's where I base myself.
And I assume as part of your career, you have done these regional, putting the show on the road before it's ready for Broadway activities?
I have done that a bit, yes. But most of my career, I would say I've spent in the regional theater, coming to places like Chautauqua or Seattle or San Diego or Portland, Maine, or Atlanta or Boston. It's a sort of itinerant life, but punctuated by long, leisurely spells at home as well. But I like working in regional theater because that's where the plays get done that I like to do. I like doing Shakespeare. It's too rare that we get to do that in New York, unfortunately. So I travel a lot to do that.
What other kind of plays do you like to do that a regional theater might do, but let's say, is the problem New York is too cool for school, or why wouldn't they put
on
Shakespeare?
It's not that so much. I think the audiences do tend to want something else in New York. The commercial theater in New York certainly specializes in devising products for a consuming audience, which is not bad. I mean, that's perfectly fine. But I have a great fondness for the literature of the theater. I hope that doesn't sound too snobbish or superior. I sort of don't mean it that way, but I just find that I like being in contact with the literature, with the classics, and then inhabiting the worlds that have been created by writers over centuries.
How do you see the future of live theater going? The stages in New York seem to be able to sell out. Has the Hamilton phenomenon helped or hurt theater in general, would you say?
I think it's helped. I think it's brought an awful lot of attention to the idea of theater on the part of people who might not have really noticed it otherwise. You know, there's no such thing as bad publicity, and Hamilton certainly has been an engine of publicity for itself and also just for the idea of theater in general. So I think it's been a good thing. I don't think there's much of a problem of the particular kind of work that Hamilton is becoming the model for all future work. I don't think that's going to happen. But I think it is going to energize audiences, create new audiences for theater in general, because it's well known not everybody can get a ticket to Hamilton. And they'll be in the mood to see something, so they'll get a ticket to something else. I think there's a lot of positive spillover in that way.
Now, I know part of the Chautauqua experience is teaching younger actors the craft.
Yes.
So I'm assuming you get involved in that. Any special or favorite advice you pass on to younger performers?
I think just to pay attention. Always to be alert. It's a terrific opportunity for the actors who come here, the young conservatory trained actors, to come and start to get some professional experience, to work with some of us professional actors who come here to put on plays together with them, and to be in the room together with them. Not that everything that we do is necessarily the perfect example to follow, but it's an experience of working in the professional world that extends what they already know from their work in their conservatory training. But in addition to putting on the plays that we do here at Chautauqua, there are specialized teachers who come to work with the conservatory actors in various disciplines of speech and text and movement and mask work, and it's an extension of the training that they've already had. And it's probably the centerpiece of the program here at the Chautauqua Theater Company.
We're talking with actor John Seidman. He is down with the Chautauqua Theater Company this 2017 season, and he's starring in the British play Noises Off by Michael Frayn. It runs through July 16th at the air-conditioned Bratton Theater. Let me say that again, the air-conditioned, beautiful Bratton Theater. And it's been so wonderful talking with you. John, can't wait till I get down there and see the performance.
Oh, you're going to have a great time, Peter.
Thanks again for chatting.
You're very welcome.
For WNED WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.